Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 23, 1804, day 40 of the expedition. Camped 3.5 miles upstream on an island. There is much confusion in the interpretation of the journal entries regarding where the party camped on the 22nd and the 23rd. Apparently, the confusion comes from two similar names in the area, Little Fire Creek and Fire Creek, which we assume is the Fire Creek River. The Fire Creek River is the only sizable stream in the area and is now called Fishing River. The mouth of that river is about 2 miles above the location described by Captain Clark. Elliot Coo's journal editions suggest that the mouth of the Fire Creek River moved 2 miles north and is now the Fishing River. This could easily be the case, as topography does change over the years. Captain Clark writes,
"We set out at 7 o'clock and proceeded on to the head of an island on the starboard. The wind blew so hard and down the river, which prevented the party from moving the whole day. Captain Lewis had the arms examined. At the lower end of this island, I got out of the boat and walked on shore, expecting the party on shore would overtake me. They did not, and I proceeded on around an extensive bend in the river. I killed a deer and made a fire, expecting the boat would come up this evening. The wind continued to blow and prevented their moving. As the distance by land was too great for me to return by night, I concluded to camp. Peeled some bark to lay on and gathered wood to make fires to keep off mosquitoes and gnats. Here the party on shore fire. At dark, Drewer came to me with the horses, one fat bear and a deer. River fell 8 inches last night. Captain William Clark, June 23, 1804.
The bend that Clark went around was later called Jackass Bend. Another confusing name for the River of Fire on which they camped and tried to leave this morning was River of the Prairie Fire. Tomorrow, an entry written by both captains.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark read by Ken Quinley. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.